USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, inflation data will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May, due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, that's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey and belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 internet satellite to orbit. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
One person is dead and at least 30 are injured after a car drove into a crowd in Berlin, Germany, Wednesday. A 29-year-old man has been arrested after killing a teacher and leaving a lot of other people with life-threatening injuries. Mob mentality violence is taking place in Michigan.
The Kent County prosecutor in Michigan is set to announce whether charges will be filed against a Grand Rapids police officer in the death of Patrick Leoya. Police camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest on April 4th and attempting to grab the officer's taser. That's when the officer shot him. Toxicology reports later showed Leoya's blood alcohol level at 3 times the legal limit. Activists who've demanded justice for Leoya have interrupted several city meetings, forcing them to adjourn early. In addition, police are investigating vandalism at several city officials' homes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Brookings Institution placed its president, retired 4-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave Wednesday amid a federal investigation by the FBI that claims he illegally lobbied on behalf of the Persian Gulf nation Qatar. The FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data as part of a probe that detailed his behind-the-scenes efforts to help an outside entity influence U.S. policy. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney told Newsmax overnight the primetime broadcast of the House committee hearings investigating January 6 will be performance art at its best at a time when Americans have far more in their minds, including massive inflation and out-of-control gas prices.
Well, this is performance art at its best. The Democrats know they have nothing on policy that they can win with. So now it's time to bring back an ABC-produced spectacular about January 6th. While they ignore inflation, you just cited the highest gas prices in history of the United States, a major crisis at the southern border, and we're talking about human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal immigrants, crime, everything coming across the border. You're seeing chaos around the world, emboldening the Iranian mullahs in the Middle East to harm our neighbors and allies there, the crisis and war in Ukraine by Putin's unprovoked war. It just never ends. But they want to focus on January 6th, and most Americans are focused on real issues that are facing them every single day.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.